friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. Minishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. It says in this week's parish of Ayucha Yesara, Mea Shana Vesrim Shana Vesheva Shanim Shnecha Yesara, Rashi says, Kulam Shavim Litova. So Rashi apparently was bothered by the superfluous Lashon. Why does the Torah again say Shnecha Yesara? It says Vayucha Yesara. So why does it have to again say Shnecha Yesara? Therefore Rashi says that this Yitur is telling us Kulam Shavim Litova. The Ramban explains that from Shnecha Yesara we learn that they were all Shavim below Chait. Rashi says they were all equally good. The Ramban says that they were all equal without sin. But Rashi didn't learn like the Ramban. Rashi learned that Kulam Shavim Litova, they were all equally good. So we have to understand what's pshat, they were all good. Till 90 she's barren. Then she has the Agmas Nefesh from Hagar. Atekel Gvirta Beinah, she felt mistreated by her maidservant. Then she sees Yishmael. Kili Arayash Shvichus Dam and Avodah Zarah, Mitzachek. She has to get rid of him, she has a lot of tsar. Then she had the Maisa with Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Avimelech, and Lech Lecha and Vayera. She was very poor for a while. I think Sarah had an easy life. Kulam Shavim Latova. She didn't have indoor plumbing, she didn't have electricity. She didn't have a cell phone, she didn't have a telephone, she didn't have a washing machine, she didn't have a dryer. Almost everything we take for granted she didn't have. What's the Kulam Shavim Latova? Rav Dan Segal said in the name of the Chazon Ish Yesod Gadol, this was said by Rav Eliyahu Diskin, very popular darshan in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish said to his niece, the wife of Rav Shmerel Greineman, how many Yisurim a person has is Gzeirah min Hashemayim. But how he's makabel the Yisurim, that's his own Bechira, based on how much Amun and Bitachon he has. And that's the Yisod Gadol that we have to constantly repeat. Kami Yisurim Yavol La'adam is Gzeirah. But how he's makabel the Yisurim, that's Bechira. That we have free choice. I heard exactly the same idea from about the Svasemis. Svasemis, someone in his family died, a close family member, and he didn't see it on him. He was besimcha. His daughter asked him how he could be besimcha, and he said, Kishayin ishim zenin bashert. Dos ogmas nefesh machzich der mensch alein. That what happens is from Shemayim. But how you take it, the ogmas nefesh that a person has, that he brings upon himself. A certain millionaire in America heard this idea from the Chazon Ish, and he says his life changed. He realized it's all based on how he takes it. A number of years ago, in Bnei Brak, there was a Jew in Avrech who had a son who was born with brain damage, Rachmana Litzlan. And the family needed a lot of kochos to deal with it. Years worth of tsar. One day the stipler comes to the stipler and he says, I just can't do it anymore. I can't do it. And the stipler told him that the balagala doesn't put on a horse more than he can carry. Hashem gives you what you can handle. So you, if Hashem gave it to you, that's a sign that he thinks you can handle it. So recently Rav Shach's Yurtzeit. Rav Shach writes an amazing idea as Akdama to the Aviezri. It says in Parashas Vayelech V'chari Api Bayom Bo Bayom Ahu V'azavti V'starti Panay Mehem V'yal Le'achol L'metzu Ros Rabos V'tzoros V'yom Rabayom Ahu Al Kiyen Olokad V'kirbi M'tzu Ne'er Ros Eile. So Rav Shach said, where did the tzoros go? First it says U'metzu Ros Rabos V'tzoros. And then at the end of the pasuk, it only doesn't say tsaris. It only says ros, mitsuni haros eile. God says, God's going to get angry, I'm going to hide my face. You're going to have a lot of evil. And you're going to say that in that day, because God's not among me, then all this evil found me. But first it says ros and tsaris. And then further it just says ros. Where did the tsaris go? So Rav Shach explained in his Akdama to the Aviezri, say from the Rambam, that Ros are the Yisurin. That's the Ra. Saras is how you take it. Saras is Miloshan Ve'yomer David Agot Tsar Li Me'od, like we say in Tachna. Person Tsar Lo Me'a Ros. Uncle says Saras Okon Me'iklo. It's really weighing heavily on him. And Remela, a person who's far from Amuna, all the rows he has are tsaris, zemeikalav. It really bothers him. It's tsarlo. It makes him narrow, narrows him, contracts him. So at the beginning of the pasuk it says, umitsu rabos, rows, rabos, vitsaros. And then Vayter it says, alkein elokai, elokai bekirbi. He realizes that it's because Hashem is away, far away from him. He's chozer b'tshuva, he's chozer tizamuna. And then he realizes that it's only Ros. Even if the Ros don't go away, but it's not Saras anymore, it's not Me'ikalav, it's not a heavy burden on him anymore, because he realizes that there's a purpose. G'shein ishim zeinim vashert dos ogmas nefesh macht sich der Mensch allein. Happens is from Shemayim. Well, how you take it is up to you. Chazanish had a very, very difficult life. Oh boy. He had no children, didn't have an easy time with his wife, who suffered herself a great deal. Health problems his whole life. He wasn't well most of his life. He writes in one of his letters, Eini mimanane achayim shum davar. I have nothing from the pleasures of life. But when people would go into the Chazanish, he'd be filled with simcha. He lived with Hashem. He realized he's in Hashem's hand. Shach had a very difficult life. He said if he would write down all of his tsaris, there'd be more than all he wrote in the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri is like, I don't know, 6-7 thick volumes, tall volumes with small Rashi script. I'm saying there a lot of words in there. And he said, if I'd write all my tsaras, it would be more than what I wrote in the Avi Ezri. And he had Simchas Chaim. Somebody once complained to the stipler, he had a lot of tsaras. The stipler said, if I would have paid attention to my Yisurim, to all the difficulties I had, I never would have opened up a Gemara in my life. So these Gedolei Olam lived the principle of the Chazanish and of the Sfasemis. That what happens to us is from Shemayim, that's destiny, that's Bashert, but how we take it is up to us, that's Tali B'Bechira. In the year 1940, when Rav Shach and his family ran away from the Nazis, they were in Vilna. Rav Shach had a daughter, a very special girl, 14-year-old girl. And she was killed under tragic circumstances. During the Avelus, Shach's wife, Rebbetzin Gittel, said that Reb Lazer has the Gemara, so he can get through this, but how am I going to get through this? She understood that he's going to be able to get through his Saras, Lulei Saras HaShashuai. Ozavadati Be'ani, if not for the Torah being my Shashua, I would have been destroyed, David HaMelech said. If Shach has that, she said, how am I going to get through it? During the Avelus, Rabban Shel Kol B'nei Hagol, Reb Chaim Ozer, who was in the last year of his life, he came to be Menachem. Chaim Ozer had a very, very difficult tragedy in his life. Maybe even worse than Rav Shach. Rav Shach had other children. Chaim Ozer had a Bas Yechida, 17-year-old girl, an only child. She was sick, and he had to bury her. She died. And every time Rav Shach would come to Reb Chaim Ozer, Reb Chaim Ozer would say, Rav Shach, lulei soyrascha, lulei soyrascha, lulei soyrascha. Meaning, if not for the Torah being my shashuai, my pleasure, then ozavadati b'ani, I would be destroyed in my poverty. That was what held Reb Chaim Ozer up. That's what held Rav Shach up. That's what held the Chazon Ish up. Parenthetically, to mention the tzidkus of Reb Chaim Ozer, when his daughter was on her deathbed, he quickly wrote a complex tshuva to Mimatir and Aguna. It was a woman whose husband was missing, and he wrote a tshuva to Mimatir to prove that he's dead. How could he focus, write a complex tshuva? Pile Plaim. And he said that after my daughter dies, I'm not going to be allowed to learn Torah, Shivasim Avelus. So I don't want this aguna to have tsar the whole week. So now I'm writing this tshuva to be matir her. Lev shel gedolei Yisrael. We shouldn't think that Rav Shach didn't care about his family. He was, you know, his head was in the clouds. It's not true. He loved his family very, very much. He's very connected to them. 40 years after Rav Shach buried his daughter, he went to be Menachem, a guy named Rabbi Yechiel Michel Feinstein. Chumana Litzlan, he also lost a daughter. Rabbi Yechiel Michel Feinstein was the son-in-law of the Brisker Rav, also a relative of Rav Moshe Feinstein. I remember the story being that he had a young daughter who had some sort of breathing illness, and they had a machine that whenever she would have an attack, she would connect herself to this machine and it would help her breathe, and it would resuscitate her, she'd be fine. One time she had one of these attacks, and they were frantic looking around the house for one of these things, and they couldn't find it, Rachmanis Lan, she died. And afterwards they found that all five of them were under her bed. I think it was under her bed, under one of the beds, just was there, sitting there. Rabbi Chiel Michel lost this daughter, and Rav Shach went to be Menachem him. And Rav Shach left, the Talmidim said, why didn't the Rosh Yeshiva tell Reb Michel about how he dealt with such a loss? That 40 years ago, the Rosh Yeshiva lost his own daughter. Why didn't the Rosh Yeshiva mention this? Rav Shach said, believe me, I don't have the kochos and nefesh to talk about it. I can't even talk about it 40 years later. So to think that Rav Shach was leading the Panovich Yeshiva and giving shiur and being mechadesh and talking to people, helping people, and just feeling this tremendous pain in his heart for the loss of his daughter, he couldn't even talk about it 40 years later. Shapira Shlita, Azatzal, unfortunately now Azatzal, had his daughter who was very sick, went to America for treatments. Unfortunately, she died. She was about 12. One of the Talmidim asked him, when he came back, what sugya was the Rav Osek in? He was in America. And he answered, Ashra Agevra Shete Asrenoka. Fortunate is the man that Hashem gives him Yisur. We see that Gedolei Yisrael didn't have an easy time. They continued, they didn't let themselves be broken. The word Mashber, crisis, Shever, broken, also could be read Sivro al Hashem Elokav. Sivro means hope. That's where you get the hope from. Yosef wa mashbir al Eretz Mitzrayim, he gave them Parnasa. Also Lashon Shever. So you can really be built up from these difficult times as the tzaddikim are. And we see the difference between people who are Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs and people never who aren't, how they deal with life. A number of years ago, they did a study, to this day it's like that if I'm not mistaken. What's this poor city in Eretz Yisrael? Poor city in Eretz Yisrael is Bnei Brak. What's the city with the highest life expectancy? Bnei Brak. They even have a wiki page about it. It's called Paradox Bnei Brak. The Bnei Brak paradox. What's the Bnei Brak paradox? That people in Haredi neighborhoods, Haredim, live longer, even if they're poor. They found this in Brooklyn. You can look on the website. It's just an unbelievable thing. They're trying to figure out why. What's the pshat? Why are Haredim living longer? So Rav Diskin said that they found two reasons. Number one, they have emunah. When you have emunah, you don't get broken so quickly. Another reason, that a person, a not religious person, he gets to 60, he's basically finished with life, finished with his taivas, finished with his hanaos, retires, doesn't have too many friends, very, very small family, often he's divorced, he's one or two kids. Maybe if he made some money, he has a villa, he has a bulldog or two. Doesn't have anything, Nebuch. Once every 2 months, his daughter comes from the kibbutz, some flowers, and that's it. But a Jew is Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. A Leib Tatog. He lives every day. Look at old people. It's unbelievable. You go to Yerushalayim, you go to Bnei Brak. Get up in the morning. They go to mikveh, they go to the shtiblech, people come, hey, how you doing? They shmooze, they have a cup of coffee, a little cake. They go to the kol haboker, they go hear some shiurim, they do daf yomi, take a walk. They have children, they have 6, 8, 10, 12 children, dozens of grandchildren, great-grandchildren, a bar mitzvah, a bris, a pidgin, a ben. Their life is just filled with simchas. He's not alone. People would come to Rav Eliyashiv's shiurim, over 90 years old. Wheelchairs, they didn't miss a shiur. You go to Shari Chesed, there are a lot of very old people in Shari Chesed. They go to shul, they go to minyanim, they go shiurim. In wheelchairs, old people, they need an attendant with them. They have all these Filipinos taking care of them. Zilberstein got a shaila. The guy said, Rav says he's giving a shir in the Filipino, starts asking him shailas in the middle of shir. He's listening, he understands Hebrew. So this guy is, you know, mishtatei from the shir. What's the halacha? Am I allowed to give this shir? But he has to take care of this man and wants to go to the shir. You have Shabbos, Yom Tovim. So because of that, people live a longer life. People who have Torah live longer lives. And that's Pshat, Kulam Shavim Letova. Kulam Shavim Letova. She had a difficult life. She was barren for 90 years. But it was all good. Because Kirvas Elokim Letov. Kulam Shavim Letova. Closeness to Hashem. The meaning she had, Sarah Megeres is Hanoshim. Kol Chaya Yayu Malayim Simchas Chaim. And we should be zochem, Mirtz Hashem, not to have the Yisurim, but to have the meaning in our lives, to help us get through anything that we need to deal with. Simcha B'tuv Leivav. Good Shabbos, beloved friends.